So turn back to John chapter 1 if you haven't. We're going to just talk briefly about this morning. I know we have all ages here present. Any of you play this game this season? Clue? Okay, so it's a lot of fun, isn't it? It goes way back. I remember playing it as a child. And the thing about it that makes it fun is you're guessing. Until finally you get to the end and they say, oh, it was Professor Plum and it was the wrench and it was in the kitchen and the murder is solved. It's fun because you finally figure out what the solution was. And when John is writing this gospel, it's about a half a century after Jesus rose from the dead. And the Christians are saying, what happened here? And John and the other gospel writers and John at the beginning of this gospel, he's saying, this is the solution. This is what the world needs. This is the story that has been told from the beginning. Jesus is the answer to the problems of our world. And John says, as he starts to explain this, and as he moves through his gospel, which means good news, he'll be giving many, many stories. But he says, the truth of the matter, he says, I want you to know, is from the very beginning, he said that we're nothing in comparison to him. He said, we're really just voices. We're just voices. Everybody came to me and they said, who are you? Are you John the Baptist? Are you Elijah? I mean, are you Elijah? Are you the prophets? Are you the Messiah? He said, no, it's not me. He says, I'm just one that was pointing to one that is to come. He is the highest one in all of the universe. He said, we have servants around here that go around and unlatch people's sandals after their long walks. He said, I'm not even worthy to unlatch his sandal, to take his sandal off after a hot day. He said, my job was just to say, clear the way, he's coming. About a week or so ago, there were some fire trucks that moved through, I know, at least through the borough of Hallam. I heard there was another day where they moved through Wrightsville. And there was a whole group of them. And the ones in the front were shining their lights and there was music playing and they were all pointing back to a big truck at the end of the parade. And they were all saying, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. And who was on that truck? It was about Santa. It wasn't about the ones that were saying, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. It was about Santa. And Santa, as I understand, he finally came. And that's the way that it is for us. And it was for John the Baptist. John was pointing to the one who was coming. He's saying, it's not about me. It's about him. And we say the same thing. We point to the one who has come and the one who will come again. And we say, it's not about us. We're shining. We maybe have our sirens going. We might be shouting loudly. We might be all excited. But we're pointing to him and we're asking everyone to look and turn around because this amazing one has come and will come. And we clear the way because he is the center of everything, John says in verse 29. He said, this is the one that we waited for. We've waited for him for all of these centuries. He said, this was God's idea. This is God's story. God created us, created this world to be perfect, and we messed it up. And he said that he was going to send someone to make it all better and even better than it was before. And this one came. And his name is Jesus. This is the solution that God did send him. And then the story goes on to say, John says that John baptized him, and as he was baptized, a dove came and descended upon him. And the Father said from heaven, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." And John says here in this gospel, he says this was and this is the Son of God. In Jesus, the Father's love is most greatly expressed as he gave his life for us, as one who came to die. As we put our faith in him, then he comes and he forgives us of our sin, and he comes to change us and to make us new people. It was just yesterday, or maybe the night before, that our kids got to open their presents. Of course, as adults, we weren't quite as anxious as they were, of course. Oh, no. But their presents under our trees or in a stocking or maybe at grandma's house. And finally, they got to rip them open and see what was inside. John says, when Jesus came, all of these centuries... He finally came and we were able to rip open the package and say, yes, this is the one. He came. He helped us. And our number one message to all of the world is that Jesus came. And Jesus is the solution to the world. You see, the answer to the problems that we have and that the world has ever always had is to embrace this Christ. To follow him. Now we look at all kinds of other solutions. But Jesus is the unexpected solution in an unexpected place. I heard about a couple of business people in the Toronto area, and they I guess they'd run some high-end restaurants. And they're during the pandemic. They took some high-end cooking and they brought it to kind of a lower-end area. And those places just took off. And in the middle of the pandemic, and here's what they said. They said, we want to divorce that idea that for something to be really good in a restaurant setting, it needs to be dressed up and fancy. Think about Jesus. He didn't come dressed up in fancy. The Apostle Paul said he didn't come to a lot of dressed up and fancy people. Jesus came to everyday people in an everyday place. And Jesus is the answer to our world. We spell him J. We spell the answer J-E-S-U-S. Let's love him with our lives and let's join in on God's solution for the whole world. Let's pray right now and then we're going to sing some more and then we'll conclude our day after Christmas celebration of Jesus. Now this morning, if you're here and it's just dawning on you, the Lord is speaking to you this morning about maybe coming to him or coming back to him or just seeking him with all of your heart. Would you look at the treasure before you? And would you tell him, Jesus, I want to know you. Whatever it takes, I'm going to know you. Would you speak to me? And Lord, would you help me to love you with my life? Would you be formed in me, dear Christ, today? Now, Lord, I would pray that for all of us. Lord, we come to you as everyday people. But how grateful we are that you came to us and for us. And for our everyday world. And Lord, we recount this story. We sing of you until that day we see you face to face. May we know you in greater ways in this coming year.
We pray in your name. Amen.